One of the sayings I've come with now is to live in the moment. We spend so much time waiting, hoping tomorrow's going to be better, that we miss sometimes some real good moments because time goes fast. When I look back, there was a number of things my parents instilled in me growing up, but probably the most important thing was I could be whoever I wanted to be. Even though I was growing up during the 60s and civil rights era where blacks were fighting just for the right to even vote and be able to live free and live where you want to live, my parents never made me feel like I had to limit what I wanted to do or who I wanted to be. In fact, my dad was a second lieutenant in Panama, and my mother, she was pregnant with me there. She came back to the United States 3 months before I was born, so I could be born in the United States. And she said when I was growing up, I did that so you could be president of the United States one day. My parents taught me to be whoever I wanted to be in life and don't let anything hold me back. My name is Charles David Moody Jr. and I am the CEO of C.D. Moody Construction Company. And I also run a website called MoodySpeaks.com that helps survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And I even wrote a book called Fighting Through the Fear, My Journey of Healing from Childhood Sexual Abuse. We've done some really exciting projects in Atlanta, but one of them that really sticks out for me is the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center over at Morehouse College. What Ray Charles stood for, I mean, here's a guy who was blind. The thought that he could do what he was doing was unheard of. That's probably one of those buildings when I go inside, I just stare because I'm like, man, we built this. Now the cyclorama at the History Center means a lot to me because the cyclorama is a huge circular painting that's over 100 years old of the Battle of Atlanta during the Civil War. We had to help figure out how we're gonna relocate it and then drop it down through the roof of the new building. And then after we got it in, we had to unwind it and get it hung up so that now they can repair it and get it ready in 2018 for the public to see. The dream is different as you age. Because when I was growing up, I never saw anybody who looked like me who was a contractor. I didn't meet my first African-American architect until I was about 17 years old. My dream was just have a good job, take care of my family, but to own my own business at this size, I never dreamed that. I have a saying I come up with now that says, nobody promised me that life would be easy, but it sure is fun if you don't give up. So we're gonna have bumps, we're gonna have challenges, we're gonna have some bad things. I'm a sexual abuse survivor that didn't speak up about it till I was 55 years old publicly. And I went through the panic attacks and I had PTSD, had a complete nervous breakdown, and my business was only 4 years old. But God and my wife helped me get through it. So I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud of what opportunities are here, and I hope we will continue to work to provide those opportunities, not forget those who don't have hope.